Such a privilege to welcome you here. If you're new this evening, you're so, so welcome. Christmas is a fantastic occasion, but moments like this kind of make it fully charged, even early on in December. And I've appreciated all that's been put before us already so much. These guys are doing a fantastic job. Thanks, Simon, for all you're doing. This is going so well. I'm normally at about this point on a Sunday evening getting ready to bring a long message from the Bible. I'm only going to do a short greeting and a quick sort of reflection for you today because what we're hearing performed is the main thing. But I want to just draw your attention to the significance of this season. Christmas is a time when we kind of get a fresh perspective. We talk about this being the season of goodwill. Sometimes people dryly say, does that mean the rest of the year is the season of bad will? Does that mean that kindness and mercy and generosity don't really play in the other 11 months of the year? It seems that at Christmas we kind of see things in a certain sharp focus. We become more aware of one another in a fresh and helpful way. I think the events of this last two or three days adds to that. The death of Nelson Mandela, I think, has in a remarkable way brought a global awareness of the importance of public goodness. I guess we live at a time perhaps when cynicism about people in public positions, especially about our politicians, is at rather a height. We don't expect much to come good from Westminster or from Washington or wherever else. We're so used to words with little substance. We're so used to promises that seem to mean very little. And then we're reminded of the life of someone who seemed to live out his days in an exemplary way, who seemed to genuinely believe wholeheartedly in the cause he professed to such a degree that he was prepared to suffer imprisonment for a huge chunk of his life in the most hostile surroundings under the oppression of an extremely unjust regime. And yet he came out from his oppression back then in the very late 80s, early 90s, at that kind of season of hiatus, some of you remember it very well, with this remarkable lack of bitterness, an extraordinary ability to forgive even his enemies, let alone his opponents. Nelson Mandela was a remarkable man. I put it to you that at his greatest, he reminds us of the most remarkable man. Mandela was one who knew about forgiveness. He knew about caring for justice. He also knew what it meant to live as one who suffered with real people. Some of the beautiful obituaries that have been coming out over recent days, things that you've been seeing in the media, in the papers, online, and through the radio and television, have included references to the fact that he would occasionally keep presidents waiting because he was too busy talking to children. He had an amazing ability to share real life with the common man, if you like, with real people. He wasn't swept along by the euphoria of his office, of his status, even of his latter-day fame and adulation. He understood, perhaps, the importance of individuals because he had suffered so much, because he'd been through the dregs of human existence personally. And again, in that way, he reminds me so much of the one who was born in a manger, the one who might have been expected to arrive in a palace, attended to by figures of state, with the crowds welcoming him. Instead, he was not allowed a room, even in Bethlehem, but limited to a stable and to a manger within that stable. The Son of God, reduced to such privation and humiliation. But because of that, as we just heard sung to us so powerfully, he knows our needs. He understands us more than we could possibly imagine. And perhaps we're used to the idea of God being this disassociated, ethereal thing in the universe who, if he or she or it exists, could not possibly have anything to do with the realities of our lives. But Christmas proves otherwise. Christmas shows us a God who wants to get into our lives. He knew our sorrows. He knows our joys. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you might even be afraid about for 2014. And the Bible teaches that he has ultimately won a great victory over those things which most frighten us. Jesus, through his life, through his death, through his resurrection, has triumphed over evil and given us a home with God. And in that respect, he stands out as not just a great man, but the God-man. And I think it's so important, and I wouldn't ever not be able to do it at the outset of the Christmas season, to give him the primacy. Say, this is all about Jesus Christ. We're so proud of him. And we want everyone to get to know him because of all that he means to us. I only wanted to share that with you as a way of just drawing your attention to him. This is a fantastic evening with so many components to it, but I know all the musicians would agree with me. We want to celebrate Jesus Christ and all that he is. I'm going to hand over to the guys in a moment, but before we do that, we're going to have a break and give you a chance to say hello to the people around you, maybe even stretch your legs. We're actually going to take an offering just before we do that, so don't stretch your legs too quick. The team that usually serve us on a Sunday will just come around with some containers, and that's just so that we, as we always do on a Sunday, get an opportunity to give towards the regular fund that keeps the church going. We meet not just in this place, but in four different locations across the city. We're a multi-site church, and all of our budget is contributed to by weekly offering. You are really welcome to just put the bucket aside. We're not asking you to give if you're not comfortable doing that, but this is for those who call this their church. So while the team are doing that, let's have a break. Let's chat with the people around us and look forward to the guys coming up to do another load of songs.